from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding the New Freedom Initiative. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grant.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, this report is an informational report on the New Freedom Initiative. I am pleased to report to you that the program continues to produce favorable results. I think we've made good progress towards our overall goal of expanding the independence of seniors and persons with disability to remove barriers that might otherwise restrict their ability to use our fixed route services. In 2011, for example, there were over 76,000 wheelchair boardings on the fixed route system, and that's up from about 56,000 in the year 2009. We are seeing positive results in the four core components of the program, which include community outreach, group and one-on-one travel training, barrier removal, and the New Freedom Pass program. Now, by way of example, 17 new ADA-compliant bus paths were constructed in 2011, and that was in collaboration with a number of municipalities. And since 2009, ADA-accessible bus paths, about 69 ADA-accessible bus paths have been installed. Also, more conditionally eligible customers are making use of the free pass program. In 2011, over 2,300 paratransit customers utilized the New Freedom Pass, and that's up from about 1,300 using the pass in 2009. So our efforts, I think, to remove or eliminate obstacles to older adults and persons with disability from taking the bus have progressed well, and we'll continue our efforts in coordination with the Office of Persons with Disabilities. And Mr. Chairman, this report is informational.
Okay. Mr. Mack, come on up. Give him a hand. Help him out.
I didn't see him.
I work fine. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Don Yansky with the Office for Persons with Disabilities. This is an initiative that our office was keenly interested in promoting. We're very pleased by the progress represented by Mr. Grant in terms of the success that this has had. We think that the county board committee and its committee structure has really been a pioneer and has really advanced a tremendous win-win for the 2,300 people initiating the New Freedom Pass as represented by Mr. Grant. The win-win in this case, as he referred to, really has promoted independent options for people who have disabilities to not only make use of the paratransit program, which the county sponsors, but really to meet the requirements of the ADA and the vision and dream of the ADA to integrate our fixed route system to make sure that it is not just available but truly welcoming for people with disabilities. Those 76,000 rides really report wheelchair boardings. So it's not even the entire story of people who are eligible for paratransit services who don't use wheelchairs but are now using fixed route service. The win-win for this ends up being that people who have disabilities are not paying $4, or agencies are not sponsoring greater amounts for those paratransit rides. But importantly, it also saves a great deal of money for the county. With a $30 paratransit trip, it's easy to see that the savings for Milwaukee County, its citizens and taxpayers, end up being very important. At the inception of this program, the county board, through questioning by its finance committee and this body, helped make sure that when people were offered the opportunity of the New Freedom Pass, that they'd be held harmless, that this was not going to be one of those ruses that would cause them to lose their eligibility for paratransit, but rather to create an additional option that invited them, that made them welcome to ride the bus. That's had just a tremendous impact in terms of saving money for everybody and really advancing the interest of the ADA. We think that the possibility exists that there are other modifications inviting not only unconditionally or conditionally eligible people to ride the bus, but to perhaps look at people who are unconditionally eligible for paratransit, because we know that some of them have actually requested to be considered to be conditionally eligible so that they might have access to the pass. So we know that there are people who are presently not invited to the program who may want to be and could benefit themselves and Milwaukee County. We think that there are other modifications along the way to strengthen and to keep the commitment to make sure that by using this program, no folks get booted from the opportunity of the free pass or their paratransit eligibility. That reassurance has been important because without it, people may not have taken this invitation as seriously as they have. So we really appreciate the board's leadership, the board's direction, and willingness to continue and support this effort, which is a win-win for everyone. Thank you.
Mr. Nasty, can you, if you have any concerns or modifications about the Freedom Pass, you should let myself or the committee clerk so we can relay that, so we can stay on top of that, so we have denied no one, no opportunity to be independent in using our transit system or our Transit Plus system, okay?
Appreciate that, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, and I'm sure that working in concert harmony with MCTS, we can continue to execute that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Supervisor Hawes.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering, for our listening audience, could either Mr. Ludd or Mr. Nesky describe what the pass is under the New Freedom Initiative, and how does that make it easier for people to ride, people with disabilities to ride the bus?
Mr. Chair, if I might, and members of the committee, people who have been deemed as eligible, conditionally eligible, meaning that they, in the judgment of the evaluators, are not only eligible for the van and taxi supported rides, but also are instances where they might be able to make use of the fixed route system. If they're eligible, they're invited to consider receiving a New Freedom Bus Pass sponsored by the county, which would give them for the year a free pass to ride the fixed route system at any time. In addition to that, what's offered through the New Freedom Program, the money received from the state and federal government, is supportive travel training, providing supports for them with experienced travel trainers who help lay out the routes, figure out how they would go from one place to another, give them the confidence and the supports that they would be needing to be able to do that. We'd look at any of the barriers, as Mr. Grant had suggested, trying to figure out how to make bus stops more accessible and more available to people, and it would encourage that for them. It would also, you know, provide the kind of support that they need, working with the bus operators and the travel trainers to increase their knowledge of how to serve customers who have disabilities and how to not just make it possible but to make it truly welcoming. Mm-hmm. So there's a training component, which has also been very important as well. There's outreach to groups of seniors and people with disabilities, availing them of the knowledge of how the bus system is now available and workable for them. If we look back a number of years, it's not always been such a long time that the buses have had easy to maneuver ramps and kneeling features to make it welcome. In fact, in the past, I think there have been thoughts that people were discouraged from considering fixed route, which is, we're happy to say, is no longer the case. That people are not just allowed, but it's seen as a people's mover for all people, including those of us with disabilities. So it again, has just been a tremendous win-win as people find that they don't need to plan ahead for a ride, that they may want to be spontaneous, that they may want to go with a group of friends out for an occasional evening. They're now afforded that possibility by the routes and services which this committee and county supports in fixed route transit. It's one of the populations, I think, as contained in the report, that while there have been cutbacks in the number of routes, while there have been a reduction in the number of people who are passengers, as reflected by Mr. Grant, with the numbers that we can count, these aren't even all the numbers, you have a double-digit percentage increase in this population of people who are now making use of the bus, saving themselves money and all of us money, and increasing independence.
Okay. Very good.
Mr. Chairman, if I may add, and I'll just echo what Mr. Nasky said, I think one of the keys from our perspective is the ability of individuals to have independence. And we do think that by making the pass available, that then creates an opportunity for individuals to make a choice, and it lends itself to greater independence. So.
Okay. One more question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. New Freedom Initiative is through the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the money comes from the Federal Transit Administration and the state of Wisconsin for the New Freedom Program for the removal of the barriers for some of the training and for some of the expertise in terms of travel training. The program to support the free passes is one that's sponsored by Milwaukee County taxpayers, as it isn't one of the permitted expenditures for the New Freedom program for the federal and state dollars. So it is one sponsored by County 11.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Sergeant McGavish.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our next items coming up are regarding the new Metro Express service. But while we have Mr. Natsky here, I wanted to hear some feedback from the Freedom pass holders. What has been the initial, month? Now we've had it for about a month or so. Any initial feedback on our disabled riders at all? How are they liking the new service?
Well, before we do that, let's finish this, and we gonna have them. You just sit right there, Mr. Natsky.
Oh, okay.
we're not gonna skip over.
I want to keep
we're gonna stay in order here. Okay. Anything else on this Freedom pass? There's nothing on the Freedom Pass. This is when we work together as a team, third, second, fourth, and we make something work positive. And we continue, if we work together, we can always make the Walker County a great place. Item number three.
Four.
See, you got me.